A Long Walk Home, Part 1. I grew up in the south of England in a small city called Canterbury. I was 16 when one morning my father told me I could drive him into a remote village called Blin, about 18 miles away, on the condition that I take the car in to be serviced at a nearby garage. Having just learned to drive and hardly ever having the opportunity to use the car, I readily accepted. I drove that into Blin and promised to pick him up at 4 p.m., then drove to a nearby garage and dropped off the car. Because I had a few free hours, I decided to catch a couple of movies at a theater near the garage. However, I became so interested in the films that I didn't pay attention to the time. When the last movie had finished, I looked down at my watch. It was 6 o'clock. I was 2 hours late. I knew Dad would be angry if he found out I'd been watching movies. He'd never let me drive again. I decided to tell him that the car needed some repairs and that they had taken longer than had been expected. I drove up to the place where we had planned to meet and saw that waiting potentially on the corner. I apologized for being late and told him that I'd come as quickly as I could, but the car had needed some major repairs.